Yeah, good morning. Start of the day, the Torah way, Baruch Hashem, this week takes on a new importance. We come into the Shlishis Mi'ad Bolo, preparation of the Yom Matan Torah. I'd like to speak about the Birchas HaTorah we make every morning, discuss a little bit. It's a big sugya. I don't think we'll be able to do justice to this in half an hour, but it's a big sugya. Exactly, what exactly are we making a brach on when we say Birchas HaTorah every morning? The cycle in Kehillas Yaakov, in the Sechtes Brachos, brings the Shibulei Aleket. The Shibulei Aleket to Rishon asks an interesting question. Birchas HaTorah we make every morning before we start learning, but we don't make a bracha when we finish learning in the evening. He says, what's the difference by Kriyas HaTorah when a person gets called up to the Torah, he makes a bracha before Birchas HaTorah, he makes a bracha when he's finished, he makes a bracha at the beginning, bracha at the end. Whereas Torah every day, we only make a bracha in the morning and a bracha at the end. Says the Shibulei Aleket, Shibulei Aleket is a Torah. He says you can only make a bracha at the end when you finish with a mitzvah. So you get called up to the Torah, it's got a beginning, it's got an end. It's got a beginning when you start, you make a Birchas HaTorah. And when you finish your aliyah, when you finish with the naming, that's the end, you make a bracha achrona. But says the Shibulei Aleket, Torah every day has a beginning when you get up, but it hasn't got an end. And the idea, we'll see later, the Lavush says it, because the person is mechuyev v'gisa b'yom on the laila. The person has to learn Torah the whole time, and even when he closes the Gemara in the evening, says the Lavush, he still has to carry on learning on his way to bed. And he says even when he's in bed, the Lavush says even when he's in the bed, he's mechuyev to learn, and even when he goes to sleep, he's mechuyev to fall asleep from learning. Says the Lavush and the Shibulei Aleket, there's absolutely no second when you can be kivah, that's the end of his mitzvah. And that's why, says the Shibulei Aleket, we only make a bracha at the beginning, but there's no bracha at the end. That's the Shibulei Aleket. Comes the Stipel and he asks a question. He said it's a very nice Torah, but Lachoyo, the Shibulei Aleket, could have said a lot of much simpler Torah. He says the principle of Birchas HaTorah is because Torah is a mitzvah. And on every mitzvah we have to make a bracha. When we shake lulav, when we eat matzah, we make a bracha before we do the mitzvah. Al achilas matzah, al achilas lulav. But when we make a Birchas HaMitzvah, we never make a bracha when we finish the mitzvah. It's got an end to it. But there was never a takonah to make a bracha at the end. The only time we ever find that you make a bracha at the end when you finish is in Birchas HaNenin. Before you eat, you make a bracha Rishona. And when you finish eating, the Gemara says, we learn our bracha achrona. Min HaTorah could even be a bracha achrona. It's only by Birchas HaNenin do we find a bracha at the beginning and a bracha at the end. By Birchas HaMitzvah, it's in fact a Mefurish HaMishnah in Nido, where the Mishnah says and the Gemara explains, a Birchas HaMitzvah only requires a bracha at the beginning and not a bracha at the end. Says the Stipler, so what's the Shibulei Aleket got a problem? How come it's got a problem? Why we make it the beginning, why we don't make it the end? It's quite simple. We make it the beginning because a Birchas HaMitzvah you have to make it the beginning. You don't make it the end because mitzvahs don't require a bracha at the end. And in fact, the Beis Yosef brings the Tshuvas HaRashba, where the Tshuvas HaRashba asks the same question of the Shibulei Aleket, why is it every time in the morning we make a bracha at the beginning, we don't make it the end? And the Tshuvas HaRashba answers, because by mitzvahs we only make a bracha at the beginning and not a bracha at the end. When we make a bracha for Torah every morning, we're making a bracha on the mitzvah. A mitzvah only requires a bracha at the beginning, not the end. Birchas HaTorah, when we have an aliyah, where we make it at the beginning and at the end, says the Tshuvas HaRashba is different. Since it's a takonah minhag, the etzem din of making brachos and aliyahs, whenever we make a takana after, then there's a bracha b'tchilo b'sof. He brings that from Hallel and such like. But the etzem Torah is a birchas hamitzvah. We make the bracha on the mitzvah of Torah, and then requires a bracha at the beginning, not bracha at the end. Why does Shibulei Aleket have to start saying svaros that really we should make a bracha at the end? It's only because there's no end to it. A birchas hamitzvah we never make at the end. That's the kasha the Stipler asks on the Shibulei Aleket. Says the Stipler, an important yisod. He starts off, he says, Torah, of course, is a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs. But Torah has something which all other mitzvahs don't have. And that is Torah, a person, he has a hanoas haguf. He has enjoyment when he learns Torah. A mitzvah is given, lo'olav tzavareinu, a yoke, we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do mitzvahs. We don't necessarily get an enjoyment from being Mekayim Mitzvahs. We do it simply Avodas Eved L'Rabbi. Torah has something else in it as well. A person enjoys it. He has a thrill from it. He gets stimulated and he enjoys it. He has a geschmack. There's many psukim that a person enjoys learning. There's no shortage of psukim. And more than that, not only has Torah got that mind that a person enjoys learning, he gets a geschmack out of it. He gets a thrill out of it. He enjoys it. Part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is that a person has to enjoy Torah. It's not just a byproduct that when a person learns Torah, he enjoys himself. A chemic of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is that you enjoy it. Some you learn Torah, so to say, and he doesn't enjoy it so much, in a way, is a bit of a chisson in the Talmud Torah. Part of the Talmud is he has to enjoy it. He has to get the geschmack out of it. He has to enjoy himself. His goof has to benefit from it. There's many, many riots to this. I'll just bring two riots. One from the Achonim, one is in fact Mavu and the Rishonim, that the Torah not only one enjoys, but that is a chelik of the mitzvah. It's known, Yadua, the Iglei Tal, the Avnei Nezer in his Akdoma to his Sefer Iglei Tal, he's got a long Akdoma there, and I'm going to quote two lines where he says in his Akdoma. In the middle of his Akdoma, he says, Umidei Dabri, Zocher Esko, while I'm talking, I remember, I'm going to remind myself, Masha Shomati Ksas Bnei Odom Toyin Miderech HaFecha. What certain people, they err from straight and basic logic. There's some people who make a mistake. The Indian Limut Torah Sein HaKadosha, concerning learning Torah. But when these other people say, Ki Halei Meidu Mechadish Chidushin, V'Sameach U'Mis'aneg B'Limutai, somebody who learns, and he's Mechadish Chidushin, and he's happy, and he enjoys it, and he gets an enjoyment out of it, Ein Zeh Limut HaTorah Kol Kach Lishmo. There are people who say, that's not Lishmo, that's not Torah Lishmo. Somebody who's learning Torah because he enjoys it, that's the Chisson in Lishmo. It's not as good as Kumoim Hoyolomid Bepshitus, somebody who learns simply She'ein Lo Nahalimut from Tanakh, who doesn't enjoy his learning, Vuhu Rak L'Shem Mitzvah. Such a person who doesn't enjoy his learning, people used to say, that's called L'Shem Mitzvah. He's doing it purely for the mitzvah, he gets no enjoyment out of it. Abel Aleimid, those people used to say, Abel Aleimid Gom Mitzanik Beli Mudei, but somebody who learns and he enjoys his learning, Haris Mitzarev Beli Mudei Gam Hanoach Atzmoy. He's mixing into his limud personal benefit. And that, those people used to say, takes away from the Torah Lishma. Ube'emet, says the Iglei Tal, Zeu Tos Mefusim. It's a well-known mistake. It's a mistake. The other rabbin, to the contrary. Ki Zeu Ike Mitzvah Limud HaTorah Liyos Sos V'Sameach U'Mitzanik B'Limudai. That is the Ike Mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, to be Sos V'Sameach U'Mitzanik B'Limudai. To enjoy it, to get Hanos Asmi from this learning. That is the Ike Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And it has a nafkamina la halacha as well, this chiddush. And we'll find in Rishonim it said, the halacha is as mitzvahs lav lehonis nitnu. If a person makes a neder, he doesn't want to have any halacha from a lulav or from a shofar. He doesn't want to benefit. Is he allowed to blow shofar from Rosh Hashanah? Is he allowed to shake lulav? He's benefiting. He gets halacha. He's a kind of mitzvahs of Hashem. The Gemara says, mitzvahs lav lehonis nitnu. That's not called halacha. Fulfilling the rosh of this book is not called personal benefit. And therefore you can shake lulav and you can blow shofar, because you're not getting any benefit. And according to some Rishonim, even if you get a physical hanor from blowing shofar, you enjoy the sound, that's also mutter. Because since the end of the day, the reason why you're doing it is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're not mechaven to get hanor, you're not over your neder if you shake lulav or you blow shofar. However, according to many Rishonim, somebody makes a neder, he's not going to learn from a particular shofar, he's not allowed to learn from that sefer. And if he learns, he's over his neder. We don't say Mrs. Lavla Homis by Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is different than all other mitzvahs where we don't say Mrs. Lavla Homis. And the Tazim Shulchan Aruch explains it. And in fact, it's Chidusha Rabbeinu Avraham Nahor, he was a Rishon, who wrote a Pirush on the Sechtes Nedarim, explains what's the difference by Talmud Torah that you're not allowed to benefit if you make a neder from the sefer. And just to quote this last one, one line, he says, the words of a Rishon, Rabbeinu Avraham Nahor, the Ikka mitzvah of Torah is that you have to benefit. To benefit your heart. Part of the mitzvah is to benefit. If you take this sefer and you learn from it, you can't say, Mrs. Lavla Honis, I'm only doing it because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm doing it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a yoke on myself, and I'm not enjoying myself. If you want to learn Torah, you're mechuyev to learn. It's part of the mitzvah to learn and enjoy it. And you made a neder, you're not going to enjoy it. Therefore, when it comes to Talmud Torah, we say, if you make a neder, you don't say the Talmud says, Avraham Nisniti, you're not allowed to learn, because part of the mitzvah is to learn. Now, says the cycle. He quotes the Taz, but we see in the Iglei Tal, Rabbeinu Avraham Nahor, we say clearly, the mitzvah to enjoy, I'm sorry, yeah. Now that we see that one enjoys learning and you get and there's an enjoyment from it and you're mechuyev to enjoy it, says the stipler. So what are you making the bracha on? He says, of course it's a mitzvah and you have to make a birchas ha-mitzvah. But besides that, you have to make a birchas ha-menin. Every time you enjoy yourself, you take a food to eat, you make a bracha before, Because you're filling your hunger, you're enjoying it, you have to make a brichas hamanim. Torah's got both concepts. Of course it's a mitzvah, you have to make the brichas hamitzvah. But besides that, says the stipler, brichas hatorah is a brichas hamanim. There's a physical hanor, there's an enjoyment, there's a hanor just like eating food and metal, and even more, as I'm sukkah saying to Hillim, and that deserves a brichas hamanim. Says the stipler, brichas hatorah, he says, asher bochabonu, the prophet of asher bochabonu, is a brichas hamanim. Last day, we also say the Birchas HaMitzvah, but there is the concept of Birchas HaMenin. And to the Stadler, if that's the case, that's why the Shibula HaNeket had a problem. If we make a Bocha Mitzchila, why do we make a Bocha Basot? If it's a Birchas HaMenin, it's not only a Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah only requires a Bocha Mitzchila. But, since it's a Birchas HaMenin as well, you should make Mitzchila and the Sof. You should make it the end. And on that, the Shibula HaNeket answers, there is no Sof. Because the person is mechuyev to learn the whole time, even when he goes to bed, he's meant to fall asleep with his learning. And with that, the Stipler wants to answer a question, which is probably could very well be the halacha. And the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that women have to make a bracha, a brichas hatorah as well. The machaber passes as well as men having to make brichas hatorah, women also have to make the bracha brichas hatorah. The problem is that women are not mechuyev the Talmud Torah. If we discuss in brichas hamitzvah, a woman is not mechuyev to say kluluv. We, Bnei Ashkenaz, we hold that if a woman wants to make a bracha, she can. But the Shittas HaMachab is like Rabbeinu Tam, that a woman cannot make a bracha on a mitzvah that she's passed upon. Any mitzvah that she's man grom, or kunt HaMachab is a bracha of Ratola for a woman to make a bracha. How can the Machab paskin that women have to make a bracha satoya? Women are potter from the Limadi Temesh and the Gemolans and Kedushim, women are potter from Talmud Torah. So the Gon on the Machabah, how can the Machabah say that women have to make a bracha fatur when women are potter from Talmud Torah, and according to the Shittas HaMachabah, when a woman is potter, she cannot make a bracha? So the Stipler, you're right, that bracha fatur is not only a bracha HaMitzvah, it's got a bracha HaNenin in it. And women who learn have got the same Hanor, they have that Hanor, as much as the men, and they have to make some the bracha HaNenin Shavoy. A woman has to make a bracha fatur like she makes every bracha HaNenin. What? Yes, the sad most thing is not last if you say it. It's not a question, but the sad fact is only after Bokhabon. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear you. Yeah, I think so. It's probably one of the fact is from the joke, yeah. It had possibly another Nakamin in our locker. There is a basic difference between a Birchas HaMitzvah and a Birchas HaNenin. For instance, if we take a moshel, somebody who's an onlook and he can't make a bracha. For instance, just to give them a scenario, a person standing in a mokim metunus, place where there's a bad smell, whatever it is, he cannot make a bracha, he can't make a bracha in a mokim metunus. The Be'aloch in Hilchos Tekiah Shofar says that mitzvahs you can do in a mokim metunus. The person is mechuyev, the person standing in a mokim metunus, he's still mechuyev b'tekiah shofar. The person's in prison, he's surrounded by a bad smell. He has to blow shofar, and he can blow shofar, and just because it's a mocking metunus, he still has to blow shofar. There's no reason for the halacha why a person can't do a mitzvah in a mocking metunus. A bracha you can't make. What would be, so somebody who's in a mocking metunus, avada, he can't make a bracha, he doesn't make a bracha. On the shrachmon apache. So he doesn't make a bracha, but of course he blows shofar. And even though he never made a bracha, he's put on a bracha. But the mitzvah is mechuyev, so he'll do the mitzvah without a bracha. That's by a birchas hamitzvah. A Birchas HaNenin is different. A Birchas HaNenin, the point of making a bracha is because without the bracha, there's an issa involved. There's not only a mitzvah to make a bracha before you eat. There's an issa to eat without a bracha. Osa lo'odom lehomis me'olam azeh b'li bracha. B'kol ha'nenem me'olam azeh b'li bracha is ki'ilu mo'al. The Gemara compares it to me'ila. That making a bracha you should before eating takes away the issa. There's an issa involved in eating without a bracha. Says the Be'alocha in Simon Samuel, I think it is, that if somebody cannot make a bracha rishono, you don't say onus rachmona patre, he's pot making bracha, so he drinks without a bracha. Onus rachmona patre is passes him from a mitzvah. If it's just a simple mitzvah, he's pot from the mitzvah bracha, bichsa mitzvah, he does a mitzvah without a bracha. But when it comes to being nenev, having hanor, where there's a shail of an issa involved, it's not only a mitzvah, you can't say onus rachmona patre, I'm pot making bracha, therefore I can be over the issa and eat without a bracha. No, if there's an is involved, if you're an is, then the halacha says clearly in the Beis HaMerchas, somebody has to stay in the Beis HaMerchas, and he has to drink for some reason. He's in a bathhouse, and he can't get out to drink. And it's not pikuach nefesh, but he has to have a drink of water. We don't say, well, you're potting the bracha, so drink without a bracha. No, the dalach, there are achayim mochayim for the dalach. But the dalach says, no, it's an ister to drink without a bracha. And if you haven't made a bracha, you have an ister. It's not going to say, I'm an onus, I can't make a bracha. In Birchasan anyway, there's an ister involved, even if you're an onus, if you don't make a bracha, you can't have a no. And the Fidus Stapler, that in Torah, Birchasan Torah has got the concept of Birchasan Nenin as well. Somebody, for some reason, would have to think of a scenario, cannot make a Birchas HaTorah, then he's also to learn Torah. If it's just a Birchas HaMitzvah, he can't make a Bracha, so don't make a Bracha, so divide and learn. Later on you make a Bracha, whatever it is. Let's say, a case of a scenario where he's honored from the Bracha, but he's able to learn. So if it be just a Birchas HaMitzvah, he's saying, from the Bracha, divide and learn. But the way the study learns is the concept of Birchas HaMen in here. It's often in the Adam, the Honest, believe Bracha, and if he can't make a bracha, he's not allowed to learn. There's an issur gomel to learn before Birchas HaTorah, according to the cycle. The truth is that the yesod of the stipler is mefush in the levush. The levush on Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Mem Zayin, he goes through a concept of Birchas HaTorah. I haven't got it in front of me, but you should have a look. In Siman Mem Zayin, the sixth Eitan there, where he discusses Birchas HaTorah, and three times he says clearly that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaNenin. It's like it's called the Lashon of Sif Aleph. Yevorech Birchas HaTorah U'mo'od mo'od Tzorech Ha'odom Lizoreh Bo L'Halos Shehatorah Hi Chashuva Be'enov V'Nehneh Mimeno. He should make a Birchas HaTorah to show that the Torah is Choshuv in his eyes and he's benefiting from it. K'moshe Mevorech Al Kol Hana'osov. Just like a person makes a bracha before any benefit, he has to make a bracha. Says the Levush, that's the concept of Birchas HaTorah. And he says it again and again. And then he asks the Kasha. He asks the same kasha Shibul Alekhet. If we make a bracha before we learn, why do we make a bracha after we learn? Like all Birchas HaNenin. Every Birchas HaNenin, he says, you make a bracha before and after. You see clearly in the Levush that you make a bracha before and you should make one after because of Birchas HaNenin. Here comes the Levush with an incredible chiddush. And he works first with the Mahalach of the Shibul Alekhet. He says, in principle, there's no time to make a Birchas HaNenin. After you finish, there is no time to finish. When you close your gemara, you still have to learn. When you go to bed, you still have to learn. When you're falling asleep, you still have to learn. There's no time when you finish, says the stipler, says Levush. But the next morning, when you wake up and you make two brachas or three brachas, one of them, he says, is the first one, when he comes out the first one, is the bracha achrona for the previous day's learning. He says, you have to make the bracha achrona. It's the Birchas HaNenin that requires the bracha achrona. And you know when you make it? You can't make it while you go to sleep. But whilst you're asleep, hold the Levush in the potter. Pastors, when a person is sleeping, he's on Mechuyav Mitzvahs. There were big Rosh Yeshivas used to keep pen and paper by their bed, so that when they woke up in the morning, any Chiddush Torah they dreamt about, they used to write on the side. But the Levush holds that you're potter from Talmud Torah while you're sleeping. You've come to a point where you finish a mitzvah, the next morning the Levush said it, we wouldn't have said it ourselves. But the Levush says it. Now the first bracha we make is tackle the bracha in the previous days, and then we make a bracha in Shana because we're going to carry on learning. But that's how the Levush says that, and it tackles the halacha. That's the bracha chayim that you make for the previous days' learning. There's one problem with the Levush, and the chayim it's in the first Gemara that there is no bracha chayim by Birchas HaTorah. The Gemara in Brachas that Chof Alus learns that min HaTorah. When it comes to food, you have to make a bracha achrona. Bochalto v'savoto v'erachto et Hashem leikecho. We learn out that min HaTorah you make a bracha achrona when you finish eating. There's no possibility you make a bracha rishon. It's a mitzvah bracha achrona. Birchas HaTorah ki shem Hashem ekro ha'vogrede leleikeinu. The Gemara learns that you make a bracha rishon before you learn. The Gemara discusses what in that Gemara, the Gemara discusses to make a kal v'chomer, that you should make a bracha rishon min HaTorah before you eat, and you should make a bracha achrona after you learn. And that the Kabbalah the Gemara makes the Gemara's credit for. However, the Gemara Daf Lamed Hayom Medalas does come out that by food, although Min HaTorah there's only a possible Chalta V'Savoto V'Rachto, nevertheless there's a Chiv of Bocha Rishonah as well. And the Gemara's got a Kal V'Chonah. Kal V'Chonah. Kishehu Saveya Mavorech, Kishehu Rav Lekol Shekin. If the Torah requires you to make a bracha when you finish eating, so to say, you're just thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for food. You've satisfied yourself, you're not hungry anymore, and you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much more so, says the Gemara, Kishu Ro, when he's hungry, is it not a Kal V'Chomer, you should be making a bracha Rishonah. So if you make a bracha after, you should zicha make a bracha before. By Birchas HaTorah, we only know the bracha before, when you're hungry. There's no makor to make a bracha afterwards. By Birchus Hamazon, you've got this focus of Sabeh and Mavokus of Rav Lekoshien. That's Machal afterwards, and Koshien came before. But by Birchus HaTorah, we only have the source to make a bracha before. But there is no, clearly there's no more code to make a bracha after. How can the Levush say, it's a kashm of the Levush, the Levush holds the halach, you make a bracha achreina. The Gemara says you only make before Kishur Rav Mavok, when you're hungry. When you finish learning and you're Sabeh, there is no Makor for it. How can the Levush say that there's a Makor for Bracha Achreina, when Bracha Achreina, although we explained, is Brichas HaLe'nin, but it's a new Pasuk. We wouldn't have said it ourselves. The Pasuk is Machadish, new Bracha. And the Chiddush is only when you're hungry. You can't, we don't know if you make a Bracha when you finish when you're Sabeh. That's the Kasson Levush. And I'd like to say, Teres, which is Kimat Mufus in HaFlo, he says, look, I've another Nakuda, I want to spend it to this discussion. An incredible Chiddush. Firstly, the HaFlo in Chassam Sev, many places, and the HaFlo in Yitzhak Zomer, say there's a basic difference between the Hano a person gets when he eats food and he feels his hunger, to the Hano a person gets from learning Torah. We said before that both of them you get Hano, both of them you get enjoyment. There's Hano Sadruf with both eating food and learning Torah. But there's a big chiluk between them. Food, the hano is because you're hungry before you eat it. And the hano is that you've filled your hunger. The lack of food makes you hungry, and with that you get your hano. And once you fill up, you get no more hano from food. Somebody who's full up, he doesn't enjoy his food anymore. The hano is only when you're hungry before you've eaten. Before you're eating, you're hungry, because of that, and the hano comes from filling your hunger. By Torah, says the Chassam Sofer, and the HaFlo is the other way around. Before you learn, there is no hunger. The person, because the person does not enjoy his learning before he learns. You know when a person enjoys his learning? After he learns. By learning, that brings on the hunger. And there's no hunger before, because there is no hunger before you learn. The hunger comes by learning, that's when you enjoy your learning, and that brings on the hunger to learn even more. That's the unbelievable result of Chassam Sofer, brings many, many layers. Now, by Torah, it's the learning that brings on the hunger. Faket, the more you learn, the more you become hungry. By Eichel, it's faket, it's because you haven't eaten that makes you hungry, and once you've eaten, there's no more hunger and there's no more hunger. There's a Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra on the Pasuk, Oyev Kesef Lo Yispa Kesef, Eilu Tamidei Chachomim She'eravim Divei Torah, because money may not be like food. Money, the more money you have, you're not satisfied, you want more, brings on a cheshek for more. Yet the measure says that's by Oy Kesef, Lo Yisba Kesef, you never satisfied, you want even more. That's by Elu Tremadim Shom Shavim Divitayo. We find Torahs compared to many things, compared to Shemen, to Mayim, to Cholov, to Dvash, to Yayin. In Shir Ashirin, Torahs compared to Yayin. Ki Togin De Decho Mi Yoyin. What's special? Why? What's special about wine that Torahs get compared to wine? Because Rashi says in the Pasuk in Shir Ashirin, the Torah, the enjoyment stays forever. Food, once you fill yourself up, you get no more geschmack from it. There's one food where a person can still enjoy, can still have a even when he's finished. And that's drinking wine. A person drinks wine, he feels good afterwards, meshakim, whatever it is, that then there is a hanor that remains even afterwards. And of them that say mamela, kitovim doidecho miyoyin. If you want to bring out this concept of Hanor comes afterwards, that's by Yain, and Torah is even more than that. I once asked an interesting question. I don't think you'll find the question anywhere. We find by Erev Pesach and Erev Sukkot, a person shouldn't eat matzah on Erev Pesach, because the mix between matzah by night, Kedesha Yechal Le'Teob, and we say, don't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. We want you to be hungry for matzah, we want you to enjoy your matzah, so we tell him not to eat on Erev Pesach. Erev Sukkot, we learn the same. There's Shabbat Tesvah, don't eat on Erev Sukkot, and when you come to eat in Sukkot, eat with Teobin. Shavuos is Yom Matan Torah Seinu. On the day of Torah, it's got if there's any mitzvah Hayom in Shavuos, and the mitzvah is to learn Torah on the day when Torah was given in Yom Matan Torah, we should enjoy the learning. If it was up to me, I would say we should stop learning before Shavuos, in order that the Cheshek builds up, and we should have a hunger and enjoy learning. When it comes to Shavuos, we should enjoy learning. Yet Chazal made a takon of fakir. We stay up the whole night till Alisa Shacha, the takon is Mana Kadmainin, to learn Torah. What's going on? It's just going to fill him up. And he comes the next morning, he won't have a title for it. Poof fakir and take it. But the Torah says exactly as the Haflon of some say to say, the fakir, in order to bring on the hunger, in order to bring on the taiva, one has to learn. One spends the whole night learning, that brings on the cheshuk in order to learn. If that's the case, then possibly, and HaFlo seems to be around with it, and I've seen a gone, B'Shem a gone, he also seems to say, The bracha achreina and the bracha rishona by Talmud Torah can be opposite to by an oichel. By oichel, the bracha we make before it's tishahura, when he's hungry. He's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, I'm hungry, I get ano, give me what to eat. When you finish eating, it's kishu sover. You're satisfied, you're just thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By Torah, it could be the opposite. By Torah, the bracha you make after learning, that's the bracha kishahura. That's when his hunger has been built up. He's been learning Torah, then that's the bracha mitzvah ever, so he's hungry, and he's finished his learning, he's now got the hunger, he's going to sleep, whatever it is, that's the bracha kishurov. The bracha we make before learning, when a person has no cheshuk, he's got no tiger, he's not hungry, that's the equivalent of the bracha achrena by food. That's kishur saver. If that's the case, we ask the kasha, that the Gemara only says you make a bracha satoria before learning. We don't know that you make a bracha satoria after learning. How can the Rebush say you make a bracha after learning? Bishlema by food, you make a bracha after. The Gemara makes a kabachon, kushuhu saver on the bracha, kushuhu av lekonshakein. By Torah, we only know the bracha before. How do you know the bracha after? The chance is not only is the Gemara not a stira, it's exactly that same kal v'chomer that we use for food, we use for Talmud Torah, but the other way around. If by food you make it after when you're satisfied, how much more so you should make a bracha before when you're hungry? The same kal v'chomer says the Levush is by Talmud Torah. If the Minat Torah you make a bracha before you learn, kishu sovea, when a person's not asking for this bracha that I'm hungry and I need to learn, kishu sovea mevorech, then kishu rov lekolshekein, how much more so you should make when you're hungry and you want to learn, you've enjoyed your learning, you want to learn even more, how much more so you should make a bracha achrena, faket. The same occurs to make a bracha before you kishu rov lekolshekein, the Levush does not this case in B'Shem Begon, and the Hachlog Miram is to it, not Pshat Nagamo, but that's the makor to make a bracha la'achrof kishu rov lekolshekein. It's the bracha after learning, which is the equivalent of the bracha rishena, that you've finished learning, you're going to sleep, that you're asking for this bracha, that it's not in order to cut, it's to learn the next day, whatever it is, that you're asking for this bracha to be able to learn. It could be a chiddush l'halacha this, may come out of this, in every bracha rishena before you eat, there's two reasons why you make a bracha rishena. Before eating, as we said, kushuhu rov lekolshekein, the Gemara said, if you make when you finish, you should just make when you begin. When you want to ask a chiddush bracha. There's another reason why you make a bracha before we eat. There's two separate sibbas why we make a bracha before we eat. One is kushuhu rov lekolshekein, and one is because asa la'odom lehonis ve'olamazeh. This you saw Rabbi Le Malin, Rosh Yeshiva B'Tzal Talmud says it, Rav Shachin, Bagos, and Rambam, they say there's two separate chiyuvim for a bracha rishena. Besides kishu rov lekol shekein, it's a swara that you start to make a bracha before. But there's another swara that you shouldn't, it's also to take halach from olam hazeh till you bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's two separate chiyuvim, and it has many, many nashkim in the halach of these two chiyuvim. It could be that by Talmud Torah, where the kishu rov, the bracha which you're making when you're hungry is the bracha after you learn, not the bracha before you learn. We haven't got the osel adam lehanis mei mazeh b'li bracha. This was only said when you make the bracha before you're having anah because you're hungry. That's by bracha rishon of food. Bracha rishon of food, you're about to eat and you're hungry, so besides kishu saver lekoshken, there's an issa to be nene to partake of the food without making a bracha. But a bracha achrena, in food, there's no such thing as asa la'adam. It's only when you're about to partake of the food. In Talmud Torah, the bracha that you're doing when you're hungry is the bracha when you finish learning. Not the bracha before you learn. Why do you make before you learn? It's so there. You're not interested in learning. It's not the bakasha of Makadosh Baruch Hu to fill up my hunger. The bakasha to ask Makadosh Baruch Hu to fill up my hunger is the bracha you make afterwards. That bracha is not in order that you can carry on learning. That's because you finished the previous day's learning. That bracha, the bracha achrena, the bracha of kishu rov in Talmud Torah, has not got the concept of asa la'adam shana la'adam remezeh kilim mo'ah. What comes out is, in Akhtabin al-Halacha, I said before, that if somebody is unable to make a bracha, he's still got an issa to learn Torah. Unlike Birchus HaMitzvah, because of the issa, there's a din me'ilo, which you can't say, onos rachman apatre, that will not apply by Talmud Torah. Although by Bichas HaNenim, it's got both the concept of kishu rov lekolshekein, and it's got the issa as well, the issa not to be nene without your bracha, and on that you can't tie the onos rachman apatre. But the bracha in learning kishu rov, that's made after you learn. They won't have a concept of asa la'adam shana b'li bracha, and the one before you learn is only kishu saver mevorech. You're not, it's not in order to partake. There it's not shy of the concept of asa la'adam. And if somebody, la'halacha, would come out, If somebody is unable to make a bracha for some reason, and he's an honest in the bracha, then he'd be allowed to learn our kofarim and have the answer no, because there is no concept of osel or odin shihane in birchas hanenin or birchas hateyo.